It's New Year's Eve now. This is the time for resolutions. And one of the fruitful things to do is not only to look at the resolutions that we're going to be bringing into our lives, hopefully in the coming year, but to look at also at the things that went well or maybe not so well in the year before. Those resolutions that perhaps we did a good job at following through on, but many that probably we didn't, myself included. Now, we celebrate this date, which is rather arbitrary, as the beginning of a new year. But we also celebrate a date that is not so arbitrary, a true way to start the new year, celebrating today the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, celebrating the doctrine that Mary gave birth to Christ, both fully man and fully God. So we think about the things that we might want to improve on in the coming year, and we look to her. Because ultimately, I think one of the things that we all would like is to spend this year being more free, experiencing more freedom, freedom from the things that hold us back from really being the people that we long to be. Because we all have an image of who we want to be, how we want our spiritual life to be, how we want our family life to go. But so often we find that we're not really free to do it. We want to have this rebirth into freedom. And that's really why the new year is so popular. Because it gives us an opportunity at a new start, a new year, a new 365 days to come closer to our goals, and hopefully to come closer to God. 2,000 years ago, a young girl in Nazareth gave us that opportunity. Not just an arbitrary one that starts on the beginning of a year, but one that's deep within our soul. And at her word, at her yes, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now we might think that that is the beginning of the loss of her freedom. Because up to that point, and then at that moment, in a special way, and then as a result, continuing through her whole life, Mary was perfectly conformed to God's will. His will became her will. So for her, she was doing the will of her Father at every moment for the rest of her life, which doesn't seem like it's freedom at all. It seems like you're living somebody else's life. Yet we know with God, it's very different. So Mary is going to teach us the law of God, like any good mother. But she's also the freest person in the history of the world. Not in spite of her saying yes to God, not in spite of her conforming her will to God's will, but because of it. Because the law of God is actually what makes us free. And it's easy to illustrate that. Because true slavery comes through sin. Every one of us has some sin or some sins that are repeated in our life that we can't seem to get away from. That even though we want to, we confess it over and over again, we don't seem free to get rid of it. And we know, even before going into the sin, that it doesn't make us happy, that it doesn't help those around us, that it doesn't make the world a better place or us a better person. And yet we do it anyway. That's slavery to sin. The law of God gives us the opportunity to be free. In the same way that when you were driving over here from your home, obeying the laws of the road actually keeps you free. If nobody obeyed the traffic laws, then yes, we'd be free to drive wherever we want, as fast as we want, not obeying any of the traffic signs, but we'd also not be free to travel anywhere because we'd all die on the way over. Sometimes it seems like that is the Northern Virginia way of driving, but there is some conform. Having lived in Rome for 4 years, there is some conformance to law here in the road. But the idea being that in order to be free to do what our car was meant to do, we have to follow certain rules. In order for me to be able to communicate to you, I have to follow the laws of the English language. If I never took the time to learn the rules of language, then I wouldn't be free to communicate, which is what I was meant to do. The rules that we have in our lives help to govern us and keep us free. So just as when I drive my car according to the law, I'm free to use it the way it was meant to be used, so too when we follow God's law, the law of the God who created us, we are being the person we were created to be, and we don't become enslaved to sin. But we know that sin comes, and that over and over again, we desire that deep, changing forgiveness, that rebirth. So really, our new year, our new beginning, comes every time we go to confession, or every time we turn away from sin. God tells us that He will never tempt us beyond what we can handle. That means that He's always going to provide the grace we need to avoid a sin. But we know it doesn't always work. Why? Because although the grace is super abundant, we have to open our hearts and cooperate with that grace. But because we're not free, because we're enslaved by sin, time and again, we close ourselves off to God, and we do the thing that we know is not going to make us happy. Yet, over and over again, because of Mary's yes, He's able to give us that fresh start, that rebirth, that new year and new life that we're looking for. So begin this new year with Mary. In fact, this year opens the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima. So in a special way, she has a message for each one of us. Spend this year with Mary. Avoid sin with her. Have her give you the grace to live more as she did, the freest woman or man to ever live. Let her be the one who, when we do sin, and we all will, to help us to stand up again and walk with God. And if we do that, if we spend this year walking with Mary, walking with her to her son, because it doesn't end with her, she's always the one that takes us to Jesus, then together, we can be like Mary. If we let our mother Mary carry us across this life, she will take us to her son. And we, like her, will be the freest people of all.